Okay, so today the biggest news out was the news on inflation. It was the producer price index, the inflation numbers at the producer level. That's what we're going to learn today and how that number is affecting the markets. But just so you guys know, I woke up today thinking, all right, is this going to be an omen? Because I looked out my window and it's snowing here in Chicago. I got about a half inch of snow. My front yard's covered and it's like, oh boy. So then I turn on the news. I'm waiting for the producer price index, the AKA inflation at the producer index level. And the number came in good, just as we expected or what we were hoping. And so I'm going to let Rick Santelli from CNBC give you guys the news. But then when I come down, I'll break it down so you guys can understand it. So take it away, Rick.
Here we go. Our October read on producer price index month over month up 0.2%, half of what was expected. Remember, the high watermark for all the metrics I'm about to give was in March of this year. High watermark there, 1.7%. Now, if we look at X food and energy, zero. We're expecting up 0.30. And this, by far, is maybe one of the bigger surprises. Up 1.3 in March was the high watermark. If you strip out on a monthly basis, food, energy, now one more trade, it's up 0.2. We're expecting up 0.3. High watermark there in March was up 1%. All right, the year-over-year numbers, in my opinion, the most important. Year-over-year headline up 8%. That is 0.3 less than the 8.3 we were expecting. It's 0.5% less than the 8.5 in the rearview mirror. And 11.7 was the high watermark. Strip off food and energy, it's up 6.7%. That's 0.5% below expectations. It's 0.5% below our last look at 7.2. And it's well under 9.7%. 3 percentage points was the high watermark in March.
Well, great job, Rick Santelli. I give you kudos, buddy. You always do a great job. So what I wanted you guys to focus in on, you probably just heard a bunch of mumbo jumbo from Rick Santelli. Let me break it down for you. What he said was the inflation numbers on the producer side of the equation have come in really good with really good numbers. So let me break it down. So we have the consumer price index, the CPI that came out last week, and it showed inflation at the consumer level coming down. But that could be short-lived if the inflation numbers on the producer side are going up. So we focus our number or our attention today on the producer price index. That's what just Rick Santelli gave us. The key notes there is year over year. Let's focus in on year over year. The number came in at 8%, up 8%. But we were at last month, the reading was 8.5%. So it's down 0.5% year over year. I'm sorry, month year over year. When you strip out food and energy. Why a lot of analysts do this and a lot of economists on Wall Street do this? Because food and energy are the most volatile pieces of the market. When you strip out food and energy from the year-to-year numbers, we were at 9.7 in March. 9.7. We are 6.7 now. So the inflation rate on the producer side since March has come down 3%. Okay, that's a big number. And then we go over month over month. The March number, we're using that because that's our high point. The March number was 1.7. What we're seeing this month is 0.2. So 1.7 to 0.2. Now, here's the interesting thing. Month over month, when you extract food and energy, the previous reading was 0.3, up 0.3. The reading for this month is zero. Zero inflation if you pull out food and energy. If you guys think I'm kidding, you know, watch your reports and, you know, check with Rick Santelli and CNBC and all the other analysts because these are the factual numbers, folks. So let's see what this is doing to the market. You can see right up here, the Dow Jones rises more than 400 points, and I think that's just the start of the day. Let's get over to the economic calendar, see if there's any other news coming out today. Nope, it's just the PPI number. So the PPI number came in at half what was expected. Okay, the previous number was 0.2. Forecast was for 0.4. The actual number came in at 0.2. Tomorrow, we're going to have retail sales, crude oil inventory. This probably isn't going to play that much of a role in the markets for tomorrow. But let's see what this is doing for the MBS market. The MBS market is up 38. Let's refresh that to just make sure we have a clean reading. It was up about 60-some earlier, so it's giving back some headway there. But let's see what this is doing for mortgage rates. Well, let me explain what this what you're looking at on the screen right now. This is the price of the mortgage-backed security bond. Okay, this basically gives us a crystal ball into what's going on with mortgage rates. So this bond is trading on Wall Street. We follow this meticulously. We don't watch the 10-year treasury or any treasuries or anything else to watch mortgage rates. We watch the mortgage-backed security. It's the yield on this bond that actually is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So what you're seeing on your screen is the price of the mortgage-backed security bond. So there's an inverse relationship between the price and the yield. You can see the screen flickering. This is a live report, guys. This is actually, I'm feeding in live to the MBS market. When this number goes up, we love when this number goes up. Why? You're probably thinking, well, mortgage rates are going up. No, mortgage rates come down. There's an inverse relationship. So as you're seeing this number tick up, mortgage rates are coming down. So let's figure out where mortgage rates are, or maybe where they're going to be here shortly. These are where mortgage rates ended yesterday. Now, this is a report by Mortgage News Daily. If you want this report, you can find it down below in the description. If you want this report plus my newsletter, all kind of encompassed in one for free, we don't sell your data. Check out my newsletter down below. You can subscribe to that too. So you're seeing across the board right here, we saw rates jump a little bit yesterday, not much other than the 15-year fixed. But you saw the 30-year fixed tick up just 3 basis points yesterday. But look at the 52-week high. It's 7.37. All right, we're at 6.65 right now. So we're about 0.75% off. Are we going to hit 1% off maybe later today? I don't think so. I'm thinking rates are going to get to about 6.6, maybe tick down 0.05 or maybe 6.55. So we should be teetering on the 6.5 level. I was expecting a more of a jump in this number, but we had a huge gain last week. So that's basically the report today, because my goal is to inform and educate you guys everything real estate. What we focus here in on the channel is where, you know, the financing piece of this puzzle. When we're talking today about mortgage rates, the economy, and how the numbers, economic numbers that come in really affect your mortgage rates. So if you like what I basically do on a daily basis, you enjoy my videos, you find educational and entertainment value in it, all you need to do is I ask you two things. Subscribe down below and hit the bell every time I post a video, you get an alert. If you'd like to find out more about me and my team, how we might be able to help you with a mortgage, if you're looking to get pre-approved to buy a house, you're looking to get funding for, you're looking to build a house, you want a reverse mortgage, maybe debt consolidation, you're looking to put an addition on the house, we would love to help you. So how you reach out to us is visit us at therateupdate.com. You're going to find out all you need to know about me and my team right here. And if you'd like to find out more and call us, you can find that number right up here, 844-775-5626. You can book a meeting and you can even apply online. So thanks for watching, guys. Greatly appreciate your time. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.